Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number one, iPhone screen curtain. Hi everyone and welcome to the first installment of the Tech Access Daily Tip feed. This is Erin and I'll be with you once a day for the next few weeks at least, demonstrating tips related to accessible technology. We'll be doing these hopefully on a permanent basis, but if we get feedback from listeners saying that you don't like them, you're sick of hearing me every day, and they're not useful at all for you, we will certainly stop producing them because the podcast ultimately depends on you. A lot of these tips will concern screen readers, computers, other sorts of technology, but for the foreseeable future anyway, most of these will concern the iPhone. This is because I recently purchased an iPhone 4 and I'm still trying to learn all of its ropes and quirks. I got mine 3 days ago, so obviously I haven't had a chance to learn everything about it yet, but I'm working on it, and I thought I would start out at least these first several tips by demonstrating a few simple things you can do to make your life easier. Now, for those of you who don't have an iPhone, you may still be interested because you will learn a little bit about how to navigate a phone with a touchscreen. For me, using Windows phones for so long, it has been a bit of an adjustment to navigate the screen using a touch using touch alone. I'd like to demonstrate one quick feature. As you know, iPhone comes with a screen reader called VoiceOver. This was built into the iPhone 3 and now is still built into the iPhone 4's OS. Battery life in these devices, especially in the iPhone, isn't all that great. I have to charge mine every night. Using VoiceOver along with the display, it's kind of like the phone's doing double duty, and so the battery tends to drain even more when using VoiceOver and the display at the same time. Well, there's a way to conserve battery life a little bit. You can turn on something that is called a screen curtain. Now, this not only helps with the battery by turning off the display, but it helps keep your information private so that sighted people don't have to look at what you're doing all the time. And you turn this off with a simple gesture. Actually, I have to unlock my screen first.
250. Tuesday, July 13. Slide to unlock. Slide to unlock.
You turn screen curtain on or off with a simple gesture.
Screen curtain off.
This gesture is a three-finger triple tap. So you place three fingers horizontally in the middle of the screen, fingertips, and tap in very quick succession three times.
Network. Status bar idle. Screen curtain on. Screen curtain off.
There you go. It is simple as that. And that is the first tip. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.